Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamia. I'm calling back from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And what can I help you with today?
So I was gonna see if I could file for unemployment. I lost my job on Friday. So I was just gonna call and see how it worked, what you needed from me, and all those things.
Yes, ma'am. So when you call and file a claim, you just need your driver's license number and your bank account and your routing number if you want to choose direct deposit for your unemployment benefits.
Okay.
Okay, do you have all of that ready or with you right now?
I did have my driver's license. Would it be possible, if I don't have my routing number right offhand, how would you send it?
If you don't have the banking account or a routing number, you can get the Alabama Vantage benefits card that they'll have mailed to you. And it'll be mailed to you after 5 to 7 business days after your approval of benefits.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get the driver's license number. Okay, it is
Oh, wait,
eight
hold on, hold on. Let me get, I'm sorry. Can I get your social?
Yes, it's 420-41-2246.
Okay, so that was 420-41-2246.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it says you never filed a claim, so can I have your first and last name?
It's Delaney is my first name. It's Delaney.
You said VELANEY?
D as in dog.
Okay, did I get the other letters right? DELANEY?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your last name?
It's RITT.
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 Oh, RITT.
M as in man, A as in apple, N as in nose.
Okay, so your name is, how you say your first name? I'm sorry, I don't want to say it wrong.
Delaney.
Delaney.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Delaney Brittman. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
Is 08/12/1923.
83.
93.
93. Okay. Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language? English, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12. So high school. Now I did go to college. Is that what you're wanting as well?
That again.
I said I completed through 12th grade in high school, but I also went to college. Are you
Okay.
wanting that?
How far in college did you do?
I did an associate's degree.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Wells, WELLS.
WELLS. Okay, and you said you do have a driver's license. In what state is that driver's license?
The date set or the number?
You can give me the number, but I need the state as well.
Oh, the state. State is Alabama, and the number is 825-1635.
Okay, so that was 825-1635.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, as I discussed with you earlier, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive payments direct deposit or the Alabama Vintage prepaid card, which will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there may be fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have your checking or savings, we recommend direct deposit. And which one would you prefer?
Let's go ahead and do direct deposit. I have my stuff in front of me. So.
Okay, and you want this into the checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and can I have that routing number?
Yes, it is 26222
mm-hmm.
766 56.
Okay, so that was 262-276-656.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's that account number?
It is 701-080-189-010.
Okay, so that was 701-080-189-010.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's a good address for you? Good mail address.
It is 87 Eastwood, so EASTWOOD. It's all one word.
Okay.
Lane. Killen, Alabama. KILLEN.
Okay. Okay. Let me see if I can find it. K-I-L-L-E-N, Killen?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that zip code?
35645.
Okay, that zip code 35645.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, it's all the same.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and what's a good phone number for you? Is it the phone number you're calling from now?
Yes, ma'am.
Which is 256-443-5599.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I do have your address. It's 87 Eastwood Lane, Keelan, Alabama, 35645.
Yes, ma'am. And can we go over the routing and account number to double check myself?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm on this screen, but I can't go back to it, so I have to ask you these questions in order for me to go back to my screen. Okay, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Pioneers, Red Hawks, Red Raiders, Tornadoes, or none of the above?
The college I went to?
Mm-hmm. Like, what was, like, their nickname, mascot?
It was Calhoun is the college that I went to, and I want to think they were the Red Hawks.
Okay, because you said Calhoun?
Yes, Calhoun Community College.
I think they are, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, I think.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 103 Matson Road, 124A Wilson Man Road, 22098 Pecan Loop, 485 West Fork Drive, or you never been associated with these addresses?
I was at the West Fork Drive. It's been years ago.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Decatur, Florence, Ves Vita, or none of the above?
Florence.
Okay, now let me go back. You said you want to check the routing and checking number again, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so for that routing number, I have 262-276-656.
Yes.
Okay, and for that bank account number, I have 701-080-189-010.
Yes.
Okay.
For doing that.
Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
For disaster unemployment
assistance? Yes, ma'am. Disaster unemployment assistance.
No.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
It was Friday, so the date was the 11th.
Okay. Yeah. Friday was the 11th. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Am I available for full-time work? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you, I'm sorry. Let me say it again. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay, and how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ooh, maybe. Probably the most I would travel, probably 40 miles.
40, okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
If I'm desperate, probably 10. But I was already making 25. 25 to 26, that's what my occupation is.
Okay, so $25 is the lowest wage you'll accept.
Yes.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, and what's your job title and your job description?
I'm sorry. Physical therapist assistant. And I do physical therapy.
Okay. And you say physical therapy assistant.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. It's fine. And what's the name of the company you're separated from?
It's Florence Nursing Rehab.
Okay.
They were previously Terra Therapy. I don't know if that'll matter, but I've worked for Florence Nursing and Rehab.
Okay, and this is the job you are filing unemployment for, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see it. And can I have a phone number for that company?
Yes, let me get it for you real quick. Okay, it is 256-766-5771.
Okay, so that was 256-766-5771?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when was your start date?
It was November of 2017, but I'm not 100% sure about the day.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And you said 2017?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked? And I'm sorry, you said Friday was the last day you worked, correct?
Yes.
And what city and state was the work performed in?
Florence, Alabama.
Okay. Do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Did I give me any of that when I left?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Have you applied?
I did have PTO. Does that count?
No.
But they didn't give it to me on how to use it.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's just vacation, sick pay, and holiday pay.
Okay, no.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
They required me to have a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
and they let me go because I wouldn't take it.
Okay. Okay, hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, and can I have the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
It's Linda Graves, L-I-N-D-A.
Mm-hmm. You said her last name, Gray, G-R-A-Y or G-R-E-Y?
G-R-A-V-E-S.
Oh, G-R-A-V-E-S, okay.
And if you need the full story, I filed for an exemption for the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They said they accepted it back in November, and
mm-hmm.
then a week ago decided that they were no longer going to honor that exemption.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me about a week's notice.
Okay.
So if that gives you more details.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Okay, and you say they wanted you to take the vaccination shot?
Yeah, so they wanted me to take the COVID vaccine, said that we could file for an exemption, so I did, and said that they accepted it back in the spring, and then last week decided that they accepted this exemption, and we're going to let everybody go. They decided not to take it.
Okay, and what did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
There really wasn't anything I could do.
Okay.
It was either I take the vaccine or I go to the house.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's sad because, you've been there 4.5 years and worked in the COVID unit, and that wasn't good enough.
Yes, I don't know. Why are they trying to force people to take this shot?
No, I don't get it. Because healthcare is going to go to the pit at this rate.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, and I'm about to give you a pen that you can use when you go online to check your portal. Just let me know when you're ready for that pen.
Okay, let me add it down real quick. Okay, what is it?
Okay, and the pen is 4693.
4693.
Yes, ma'am. And the way for you to remember your pen will always be the last two of your social and the last two of your birth year.
Okay, perfect. And okay. This is to log in to see like where my claim is. Is that what this is for?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. The following instructions. I'm sorry. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week to claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Saturday and end on, begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file on the internet, the web address you should visit is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision is made on your claim. Okay, Ms. Redmond, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
Okay, yes. So about the whole applying for jobs, that starts today. So I will need to submit, like, where I had applied.
Yes, ma'am. You'll have to go to alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And then the number you call to make your weekly certification is
1-800-752-7389. So I have to do both, or I can do one or the other, right?
Yeah, you can do one or the other. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
I think that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling the Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.